Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Positive Energy, featuring Josh, Amar, and Mike Seiger. And on today's show, we play the domain game featuring Expedite.io, Brutality.com, PBDR.com, and Nav.energy. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including FinancialSafety.com, Energetic.org, and Pickle.org. We also talk about Mike's new service at notify.domains. Then we get into domain pricing strategies, some auction backorder strategies, and the recently wrapped up DN Academy Investor Challenge. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button where you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Skiv.com, formerly Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And now, big shout out to Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable gives you the most cutting-edge tools to buy and sell domains. You get free back orders, their API, and their new AI assistant for easily searching and managing domains. Plus, build your own custom landers and SEO content with their AI site builder. Try them out at UnstoppableDomains.com. And also, big shout out to DNX.com. DNX is the domain intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to DNX.com today. And also, big shout out to Appraise.net, instant AI-powered domain appraisals with retail price ranges and detailed justification for every name. Whether you're buying, selling, or building your portfolio, know what your domains are really worth. Beyond the range, each appraisal also includes a breakdown of the domain's multicultural reach, strengths, and weaknesses, and a market analysis covering the best use case, industry, and likely buyer profile. Get your first month for just $1 at appraise.net/domainsherpa. And last but not least, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. Also on today's show, we briefly talk about the upcoming ICA gathering in New York City. That'll be May 19th to 20th. Space is limited and the time to register is running out. So go to internetcommerce.org for more information. Now, with all that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz. I mean, this truly, we have the OG on the show today, as a matter of fact, so pretty excited about that. It's been a minute. And so there's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, maybe some unrelated things, get into some AKAs and all that good stuff. Then we've got the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the score, on the price. We keep score and it somehow, some way, someday get some swag to the winners, such as these Sherpa Island hoodies. Big shout out to Jen Sale. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment. That's where we review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet. We see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we got Grand Closing, where we'll discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing my co-host to mention, promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, we have the one and only Michael Seiger, a.k.a. the OG, a.k.a. the Professor, La Professor, a.k.a. Mike Check 1212, a.k.a. Seiger Space, a.k.a. Crouching Seiger, Hidden Dragon, a.k.a. Dun, 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 dun. It's the Eye of the Seiger.
Oh, nice.
It's one of my favorites to do. I actually warm up doing this like all morning. I'm like practicing.
It's what's like the lips. Hey, I'm great. I brought back my retro Domain Sherpa mug.
I was using mine this morning, Mike. I was using
nice. Love it. Love the retro mugs. Great to be here. Love the intro. don't like the Cider space because so many people have bought that over the years and then they either push it to me and then I let it expire or I'm, you know, totally grateful. Next time I come on, let's do Cider Says, like Simon says, instead of Cider Says.
Like the news guy.
Yeah, I like that. And then I get double promotion. Thank you, Josh.
There you go. Yeah, anybody who's not subscribed to Cider Says, make sure you do that. Do they go to CigerSays.com for that or what?
That's it. Yeah, great to be here.
CigerSays.com, baby. All right, we're going to add that. All right, good stuff. Let's keep it moving. Down to my lower left, we got my boy Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Slim Shady, a.k.a. DNX, it's dark, hell is hot, X gonna give it to you, stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. What's up, dude? It's been a minute. How are you?
What's up, man? Yeah, all good. All good. Yeah, I'm just, I'm honestly, I'm getting excited for the summer. You know, when we go away, we go, I take the whole family, we go to Europe, and it's not that far away anymore, you know, 2 months out. I'm excited.
Summer time, you know, let's get it. All right. Well, good stuff, man. All right. And last, but certainly not least, below me, we got the one and only Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. A.k.a. Amar Zan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. LL Amar J, a.k.a. Kuba Soze, a.k.a. Kuba Kinte. What's up, dog?
What's going on?
I got so many. There's
such
also
a build up, and then he's like, "What's going on?"
I have even ones in here. Selly Zavalis, AK-47. I mean, I got even ones I'm not even using.
Whose AKAs do you go? Wiki. Which one is that?
For Josh.
Slim Shady. But you didn't do it today.
I think I kind of did it. I don't know. You know, that's the thing. You just don't know.
I was listening for it.
Chicka Slim Shady.
Billy, put that back
hi,
in.
Hi, my name is what? My name is. Anyway, Mauro, how you doing, man? What's good?
I'm doing well, thank you. Doing great. Busy and having fun and playing pickleball and life is good.
All right, man. I dig it. You know what? Let me see real quick. All right. Well, we definitely got some stuff to talk about. You know, we haven't had Mike on the show in a while and, you know, so there's a couple of things, and we could wait till the end of grand closing, but I'd like to jump into something real quick. The launch of notified.domains. Let's talk about that now while we're all fresh, you know, so when we get to the end, we're like, we gotta go.
I just got an email from notified.domains this morning saying that nothing is happening with my names.
That's the next phase is how do you help them so that they get some notes that actually say something?
Yeah. I went out to dinner and drinks last night with Andrew Allman of Domain Name Wire, shout out. And he's like, yeah, maybe tone down the emails that you send every day when nothing's going on. I'm like, yeah, good feedback. I want you to know that I'm checking it 15 plus times a day, Amar. Notified.domains, domain monitoring done the way that you've always wanted it to do. No shade to Josh here. He does domain monitoring at DNX, which is good, and which every domain investor should plug in because it's free and you can track all your domains and all the domains you want to buy. And it does some awesome things like TLDs. It's giving you basic info like registered and expiring, and then it gives you all the marketplace pricing as well. I got that right, Josh?
Yeah, that's right.
And so what we're doing at notified.domains is targeting the end users that, you know, brokers are going after. But you know how it is when, like, if you're a broker, yeah, I want that domain name, but I don't want to hire a broker and I don't want to pay $100,000 for it. I just want to like monitor it and see what's going on. So imagine like you hired me to go check the Whois to see if the name servers are updated, the A records get updated, if it has an MX address and it's got real email from a real site, go to all the different marketplaces like Spaceship, Afternic, Cedo, all the Afternic sites, see what the pricing is there. Go to all the auction houses, make sure it's not being auctioned off, track the price over time, go to the website itself, see if it's down, see if it goes down because they forgot to pay for their hosting or SSL expires. Take a snapshot of it so you can compare, you know, what's going on the website. If they put a little banner at the top saying this may be for sale, all those things that you wish somebody could do for you on a regular basis, we'll do it for you basically every hour of the day and find the exact time that a domain opportunity presents itself so that if you're an end user and you want to buy it, you know how to go about buying it. And we try and programmatically explain that to you. An email was revealed in the registrant who is because they screwed up and turned off their privacy. Here's the name and email address. You know, all that sort of stuff that you wish could happen. And it's $2 a month, paid for on a yearly basis, $24 a year. It seems like for somebody that really wants to buy tenenbaum.com or kuba.com or, you know, josh.com, and so he can get off of josh.net, that's worth $2 a month to monitor. And that's what I'm going with. It's the tool that I've always wanted, and I'm offering it to other people now as well.
I dig it, man.
That's the way to build. You build a tool that you've always wanted, and then you offer it to other people as well.
Yeah.
I do think they're, you know, fundamentally, like you were saying, I think they're different audiences, right? Like, for instance, with DNX, I just got an email yesterday that a name that I was monitoring, the price went down, right? But, and it went down significantly, actually. So, but I didn't buy it because it's a name that I'm not like dying to have, right? It was just one that I kind of was keeping an eye on. I'm like, it's an and at the time it was interesting to me, right? The name that I have you monitoring, Mike, but by the way, they're both that name is on DNX and on Notify Domains. But that's a name that I really, really, really do want.
Let's go DNX.
And and so you know, that one, you know, if anything changes, I really, really want to know about it, right? Like, so I just think they're fundamentally, for me at least, they serve different purposes, right? I kind of think DNX is more broad and Notify Domains is more deep, you know?
When you focus on one thing and one thing only, you're going to be able to expand that and focus on it, you know, far more than someone that's trying to do 10 different things. So,
yeah. And to that point, we all, you know, at least three of us have built, well, JT, you ran NameJet. We know how intricate and how fragile these systems are in the domain name space. And so when I say I want to go monitor, you know, the Whois or the RDAP of a domain name, well, you start doing that programmatically and suddenly you realize that there's one registry that's going to block you with a 429 because you hit it too often. Or, you know, this other website is never going to provide an API. So you got to try and figure out how to get the data as best you can in a stable and scalable way. And, you know, it's just on and on and on in the domain name industry. So it's a lot of work. It's hard work to do and to keep up and running.
Yeah, but I like it in, you know, it reminds me, you know, remember the old backorder services that like NetSol would have and stuff like that. And, you know, and they'd get people to pay that, you know, I forget what it was, you know, but it was maybe even 69, you know, like their NameJet pricing or whatever, the SnapNames pricing, $79 or more a year to effectively, you know, and they were like, if the name becomes available, we'll get it for you or at least provide you with an opportunity to get it type of thing. You know, and I think that those that used to be a little bit of a black hole, right? Because, you know, if a name had real value and it was going to go to NameJet or Snap or Drop, you know, or whatever.
Are you talking about Pool.com?
No, I know. I mean, well, Pool is a whole different deal. But this is literally their old backorder service that they used to have that was not at the not on the auction side, but on the registrar side. So you could effectively, it was almost like having a domain on a paid watch list. And if the domain shook loose, they would, you know, and if the problem that you would have is that, you know, you're paying for it, but you're not paying enough to actually get a really valuable name if it actually dropped, right? You know, you could conceivably if, you know, it dropped and there were no other bidders and they would catch it and, you know, deliver it to you for the cost of what you were paying. But more often than not, if it actually shook loose, you're going to pay real money anyway. And I don't, you know, and I don't know how effective they would be in actually getting it for you because, you know, in certain cases, again, you're talking about a high value domain that might end up in auction or something like that. You know, you're more likely going to want to manage that yourself in some kind of way or, you know, be a little bit more deliberate in who you have trying to go acquire it for you. So, you know, I like this a lot because, you know, to me, this is the natural evolution of like, you know, people taking a little bit more responsibility, a little bit more agency over, you know, their stuff and what they want and how they want to get it. And this gives them that ability because it tells them, hey, here's the deal. You know,
yeah. And it's really the sweet spot that brokers really don't want to do. You know, it's because they're not going to get a big commission. It's not worth their time. So if a domain is expiring, it doesn't have, you know, we in the industry know if there's an auction partner. But if it's expiring from like, you know, CSC or something, no auction partner, it's the first to grab it. So notify.domains will tell you, put in a, if you really want this, put in a back order at SnapNames, Gname, and Dropcatch. One of those three is going to catch it. And so you just need to be prepared. And so that's the kind of practical information that I want to share with people who are following domain names. And, you know, you can negotiate, like go to DNX if this domain is on Afternic and make an offer. And Josh's service does a phenomenal job on that. Better than like...
Sounds like a partnership opportunity.
I was just going to say, I think we need to have a link here.
This is how it happens.
Are you going to walk them through how to use Gname as well?
Oh my God, right?
Well, you know, so that's interesting. So it's so
which
those
of the 20 tiers should I pay for?
is that the recommendation on the drop catching? Is drop catch, snap names, and Gname? Is that the are those the three? What about
right now? If there's no auction partner, but again, all these auction partners are opaque, right? So most people out in the world think that the domain is going to expire and then it's going to be hand registerable by them. Yeah. That's not the case for 99% of the domains, and so. It's going to go to auction someplace and we'll tell you which auction house it goes to. Yeah. So that's the idea is to just give people the information that they need. We have to collect it all to be able to make sense of it programmatically and then explain that to them programmatically so that they can then make their own decision. And eventually I'll bring in, you know, some sort of pricing. I haven't figured out how I want to do that. If I just want to, you know, talk about a range, talk about a desirability, but like, people may think that the domain has no value to anybody else. And, you know, that's the hard part about brokers' jobs is that, hey, this is you're not going to get that single word in a .com for, you know, the $5,000 that you think is reasonable.
Sure. Oh, well, hey, that is the daily struggle on both sides. It's trying to explain to buyers the value domain so they know, like, hey, you know, you're not going to be able to get this for that, you know, that pie in the sky price. And then trying to tell sellers that domain that you have is not going to sell for $70 million, you know?
Yeah. So hopefully brokers like Media Options will be able to say, like, sorry, we couldn't serve you with your needs, brokering needs, because we're just not a good fit. Go check out notify.domains. They'll monitor it for you. They'll tell you everything you need to do. If an opportunity becomes available, they'll tell you how to take advantage of it.
We might do something like that. I don't know. You know, we'll see.
We'll see.
Anyway, no, but I dig it, man. So as far as putting it together, did you vibe code this? I mean, are you, you know, how did you, are you way under the hood on Claude or OpenClaw?
Bro, look at you throwing shade at Andrew Alleman of Domain Name Wire.
Why, by not listening to the episode?
Yes, it just came out. It was two days ago that it came out.
And everybody should definitely go listen to it. Big shout out to Andrew. You know what I'm saying? So,
I was looking for a solution for this. Short story is, I was looking for a solution for this years ago. I checked out every single website that said we do domain monitoring. They all fell flat. They didn't do what we know in the industry you can do. And so I bought what I thought was the best brand, notify.domains, which an entrepreneur in Greece had started. Again, it fell flat, but I bought the domain name, the .com backup, all the matching social media handles, which we know is so hard to get. And that website sort of sat stagnant and people kept signing up for it. But in parallel, I started building it myself. I worked with a developer for a year. He had to leave. And then I've continued vibe coding it. Because I know how to program, I can get into the details and say exactly what I want to do. But, you know, vibe coding gets a bad rep. It's a, you can vibe code anything, right? Throw up an idea, get in there. But really, I'm an agentic engineer. I have an engineering mentality. It's process focused. I have database tables that I understand. I know how I'm storing the data. I explain to the AI models, how I want things to work. And then it helps figure out the best programming methods. And so, AI vibe coding will get you a certain way, but after, you know, a month of working on it, you really run up against the ceiling and you need to dig deeper with AI coding.
Sure. I'm with it, man. Well, good luck. And, definitely
everybody wants. Before I forget, Mike, I think I just saw monitordomains.com on a list somewhere.
I saw that too.
Okay. I was going to tell you about it, but I figured I'd see you this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that one.
Tell everyone that listens to the show.
You may want to grab it before the show airs.
I know, right? Thanks,
it's like,
man.
No pressure, but you need to
do it. All right, Billy, edit it.
You need to do it now. No, that's all good stuff. Well, listen, we're not going to get into it anymore. If anybody wants to hear more detail, definitely check out Andrew's podcast. Big shout out to him and go to notify.domains and check it out, you know? So it's really all good and good luck. So, all right. Well, I know that we've got hard stops in less than an hour, so let's keep it moving. Let's dive into the domain game. Does everybody have a name that they can talk about one way or the other? Cause Mike, we'll actually start with you since you are in the upper left-hand side.
Okay.
Of the actually the domain, the upper right, if you're watching.
Yep. Domain is, I sold it. Okay.
Okay.
And it's expedite.io.
Okay.
Breaking news. This is the first time I've mentioned it.
Hmm.
Expedite.io. What do you look? Oh, okay. You're plugging a number in, Josh. I'm like, he's looking up.
It's the new process, Mike.
I know.
And it's a process. It's not a process, bro.
Expedite.io.
Are you typing it into appraise.net, JT?
Nope. But we
type
will.
It in right now. It takes a while to go.
Doesn't take right. that long. It's pretty efficient. You know?
Okay, here we go.
Shout out to Leo. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh,
all right.
Okay, I'm low. Oh, wow, I'm way low. I said 6 grand. Josh is at 35,000 and Amar is at 49,888.
So it's closest to the pin, right?
Yes.
JT's going to win.
JT's going to win.
Oh, my God.
I sold expedite.io for $14,995.
That's solid, though. That's a good sale.
It was on a 12-month payment plan, so it sold a year ago, and I just got the final payment.
Awesome. Congratulations. So, give us detail.
Thank you. So that's pretty much it. I bought it 2.5 years ago. I paid $300 for it. I've held it because it pretty much has to be a single word SLD if you're going to go for a CCTLD. I liked Expedite because it could be, you know, data, shipping, whatever, but it has to have a tech bend to it. If you're going to go with the .io, nobody that's actually starting a company doing expedited shipping is going to buy it in the .io. So it has a limited use, but it's, you know, for tech, it could be good. And it's listed on Afternic. This was part of, I don't know if you guys remember, back in 2025, I started the year saying, I'm going to list my whole portfolio with buy it now and lease to own. Everything has a lease to own price except for my top tier. And I sold this one in April. And then I started another one on another .io that got 5 payments. And then they just defaulted recently. So out of my tiny portfolio of like 70 domain names, I would consider that a win to put LTOs on there. Sure. Even the one that like stopped, it was a 24-month LTO, but I got, you know, I don't know, hundreds of dollars every single month for a few months, so I loved it.
That's great.
There's zero downside, or not, that's not true. There is not much, the upside is much greater than the downside on LTOs.
Yeah, definitely. Limited downside for sure. You know, I mean, obviously, if you end up, you know, the downside being that somebody jumps in on a 24-month payment plan, and defaults 2 months in that window, you missed out on someone that was going to pay your price in full, you know, kind of thing. So, but
even that's not really an issue. It's more if they do something nefarious to mess up your name, I think is the bigger issue.
That never happens though.
I think both of those situations are low probability.
No, I agree. That's why I have everything on LTO.
Yeah.
So Josh and Amar, you went way higher than I priced it. Why'd you go so much higher?
Because that's a great name. It's a perfect fit for .io. It's one word. I think you undersold it.
but
so you think it's a $50,000 domain name? Is that what your number was?
Yeah, I Josh, do, you know, but also .IOs are much less attractive to hold these days. So I'm blowing them out unless like expedite.io. So I have, I don't know, maybe almost 1,000 .IOs, 800, something wow. like that. It's painful.
Yeah.
And so
$55 a renewal. Yeah.
Right. So I've been like,
feel that renewal.
Yeah. I've been lowering, prices to like dirt cheap basically on anything that's not of the caliber of Expedite. So Expedite would have been one that I would not have lowered. I may have, you know, I wouldn't have raised it, but you know, in my portfolio, that would have been probably $100,000 is what I would have priced it at. Wow. Doesn't mean I would have gotten it, but so I was giving a discount.
Yeah. 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 Josh, what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of knew that you probably sold it for less than 35, but that is roughly like where I would have been okay selling it. I do think that the word like sounds better for like a tech business and like than it actually is in the data. It's one of those names that like looks pretty good, feel like you could price it pretty high, but I haven't checked it, but I guarantee the data is not that great on that particular word. So you know, I think selling it for, you know, $15,000 to $20,000 is fine. But yeah, I think I would have priced it. I would have probably priced that name at 50 to 60 and I would have accepted probably 25 plus.
Hmm. Okay. Well, it's got 94 TLDs on .db.
Which is low, right?
Which is low. And
yeah,
so, especially for .io, right? Yeah. Like it's... Yeah. You got to take a fraction of that. So yeah. If you got nine TLDs in a .com, would you price it at 50,000? That seems high. I don't know. LinkedIn has 5,000 results when you type in Expedite and then the companies. But if you scroll through, there's only like five of them that actually use the word Expedite. And everybody else is like Expedite Consulting Services or something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I agree
with you that that's the type of name that people overprice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, so either way, I think it's a good sale.
I'm the cool dumbass in the situation here.
I got the point.
No, it's interesting because I wanted to get your thought process because then I went to appraise.net and I said, what's expedite.io worth? And it put a range of 45,000 to 85,000. 45,000 being low retail, 85,000 being high retail, sort of yeah. Moonshot. So to be honest, that's right in the range that Josh and Amar said. You know.
Yeah. So appraise.net is generally like, it's designed, obviously Leo is pretty familiar with some of the bigger sellers in the industry. James both being one of them. So like I would say that like appraise.net is definitely hedges on the side of like saying the end user range is high rather than low, and like that's intentional, I think, right? It's I mean he wants to move this forward so that it's more of like a end user tool as well, so that they can go to appraise.net and get their basically raise their eye level to a price that domain investors want it at. So I do find that generally the appraisals on appraise.net are higher than what I would be comfortable, like what I would be accepting. Like, I think that a lot of the time they're good for like eye line in terms of like, where should you be looking to price names? But for me, at least on like quality name, five figure names like that, you've got to have like quite a decent amount of wiggle room if you're going to price your name's
yeah.
hot.
Yeah.
Typically, I'm thinking like 50% like wiggle room, but yeah.
So here's a question for you guys. Do you think the 50% wiggle room, like, is that a better approach? So if you if you would be willing to go 50% of your ask, does that mean, so you would take a 100K ask and you would take 50 for it. Do you think that's better, a better approach? Or do you think it's a better approach to ask, you know, call it 760 and take 50?
It's a good question. I'd be interested in Mike's point of view on this, but my point of view, and it evolves over time. And like anything, you see something and then you see a couple of sales and you're like, oh, I'm not sure about my point of view here. Like, is it right? Yeah. Is it wrong? But what I will say is that the average price of Afternic bins, buy it nows, seems to be getting higher and higher every year. And when you price a name at 100K that you know, would, let's say, accept a absolute lowest 50K, how often does someone, like a big company, just hit the bin? Like, it happens a lot. And yeah, while you may have been willing to sell it for 50, they hit the bin at 100. And if you had priced it at 60 or 70, you missed that 30. But if they actually only have a budget of 50, I think a lot of the time they will reach out and try to make an offer, right? Mm-hmm. If it's priced at 300, you're probably going to lose out. But mm-hmm. I would say that 50% is like within a range that an end user probably thinks that they can negotiate at a pretty high success rate.
See, I think 50% is a big range. Like, I generally try to price. Now, I guess it also depends on the range of magnitude we're talking about, right? If we're talking about, you know, $1 million name, would I take $500,000? Very unlikely, but I would definitely listen to that, you know, conversation. I would definitely entertain it. If we're talking about a 5K name, would I take 2,500? Probably not, right? Like,
agreed.
Right. So, I don't know. What's your take, Mike?
I think that it's a strategy that works for experienced investors like James Booth. And it really fails people that are newer to investing that think, I'm going to moonshot this domain that I just hand registered and I'm going to price it at $10,000 when really it's not worth hand registration. But I'd be willing to take 500 or 5,000, like anything. Give me anything and I'll take it. Yeah. And so, you know, so I think that it can work. I also think that you need to keep your strategy straight. And if you are the kind of person that it's like, I just like to be straightforward. I don't want to have to negotiate every single deal. I don't want to have to try and remember what I thought was a fair price for that domain name. And then I doubled it, or you need to do it for all your domains or none of your domains, I think, in order to keep it all straight in your head.
Yeah.
And so I see how it can work. I see how you can anchor high as a sales strategy. And then the buyer thinks that they got this great deal because they negotiated back and forth four or five times and they got you down to 50% and they're stoked. I could see that being the case. But I also could see that, like, it gives a black eye to domain investors because our asking price isn't really what the domain is worth. And so it gets out that, like, people just need to negotiate everything. So I don't know. I generally don't do that. There are certain domain names that I like more than others, so I will price them higher and accept offers that come in. I think Adam.com does a great job negotiating, and I think their landing pages lead to more negotiations for the investors that I've seen than maybe an Afternic does. But again, I don't have a lot of insight nowadays into.
I got to give a shout out to Grant from Adam. He's like written me a poem. He has written like he's because I keep telling him.
We got some bromance going on here. What's the deal?
He's so funny. He's great, and damn, he's persistent. So I got to give him a shout out, and I got to move some names over there.
But anyway, we'll keep this moving, and big shout out to Grant. And but I do think, you know, I don't know that it's a one size fits all. I mean, I think that ultimately, you know, each domain obviously is unique and different. I think when you look and see what the potential is based on all the various stats, and that's, you know, all the things you guys kind of touched on, you know, how many TLDs is it registered in? You know, you look at traffic, you look at other things, you know, and also look to see, you know, what's the commercial viability and how many companies are actually out there that are, you know, of decent size that are utilizing that, some form of the domain, you know, where that would be an option for them as an upgrade or otherwise. You know, and then I think based on that, right, if you know there's a whale out there that this is their name, right, and you're not going to outbound, but instead wait for them to come to you type of thing, or you think there's multiple potential buyers that are in a certain price range, then I think you can be a bit more aspirational in your pricing, you know, I think. But it also comes down to, you know, what are you targeting by way of sell-through rate? Kind of like, you know, the way that Amar is saying, hey, I just want to sell a bunch of these IOs because these renewal fees are killing me. Then it's like, all right, well, your aspirational pricing is going to lead to less sales, which means you're going to be hanging on to more of those domains, which means, you know, trying to give yourself, hey, but I'm open for business, but people don't know that, right? Yeah. And so you're really, you know, it's always trying to triangulate that. I think it's hard when you have thousands of domains in your portfolio because you really do want to try to come up with some sort of consistency. And I know for someone like you, Mike, you know, really wants it to be logic-based and repeatable and scalable. And, you know, so, you know, trying to figure that out without having to go into each one and, you know, kind of be tinkering with each price all the time and, you know, constantly researching your names. But, yeah, you know, but for what it's worth,
I will say, if anybody out there has .io's single word actually in the dictionary that they want to get rid of, hit me up. You know where to find me.
Holler at your boy.
I like my .io's.
Wait, now you're buying .io's? I've
always loved .io's.
Bro, I got a bunch.
And throw shade on the .io's. I don't care. I'm still buying them.
There we go. Boom.
I'm still buying too. I'm an idiot.
I'm not going to buy. How many did you say you had? 1,000? I'm not buying that many.
That's so smart from Saiga. He's like lowering the eye level on the .io's. He's like, no, that name's not 50K. It's like 10, 15. Like, send me your IOs. You don't want them.
I have a little bit of this cash is burning a hole in my pocket. All right. So let's keep it moving. On to the next. It's on to you, Josh. I'm up 1-0 on everybody. Let's go.
JT.
I'm
going to
try and close this thing out early. Let's go. God.
All right. I will do a buy.
Oh.
Just a recent buy.
Okay.
A little different. You guys aren't going to love it. Brutality.com.
Oof. Brutality.
Can't wait to hear the reasoning behind this one.
It might be more obvious than you think.
Brutality.com.
Brutality.
This was a purchase?
Purchase.
All right.
Good.
All right. Ready? Flip. All right. So Amar's
at 2,500. Wow, we got a spread.
Amar's at 2,500. Mike's at 8,500, and I'm at 18,000.
Woo!
$999. That's what I...
Omar gets it.
That's what I mean.
So did you buy that after or before you saw persecuted.com just sold?
Before. I bought it about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And what was the thought process? I mean, that seems like a great price for a oneword.com. I know it's negative.
Well, that's the thought process, is that it was priced out of... I literally just didn't even care about like end users at that point. It's like the name is a pretty comfortable sell at like probably wholesale like 5, and like I think if I price it at like 20, if I price it at like 20 grand, I think that name moves within a few years at a pretty high clip.
That would be a brutal return, dude.
Just saw persecuted.com sold for, what was it, 90K?
Was it 75? 90?
Somewhere in that order of magnitude, high five figures. Wow. And so, yeah, what were you thinking? Like,
I mean, like, you, yeah, there's definitely like movements around like brutality, right? What we heard of like during like the whole like 2020 to 2022 time of like police brutality and all that kind of thing.
Right.
And then there's also the obvious, like, it could just be like a clothing brand or I don't know what.
Yeah.
Anything like that. I mean, it's not like a stellar name that you're going to name your tech business, but there are other angles there.
I think the most obvious bucks.
Yeah, for a thousand bucks, it's like, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, totally. That's a nice writer.
Yeah. I actually bought a few from the same seller that were similar kind of names. I can briefly, they were all $1,000 each. The other one was dissection.com and summoning.com. Not as good. I think Brutality is the best one of the bunch, but
yeah,
they're all $1,000.
Yeah, well, you know, summoning, you know, when you
summoning could be a court service for, you know, service of process.
I think my point is, I think they're all worth taking for $1,000, right?
Yeah.
Summoning is interesting. You know, with the ING, you know, like that, the those kind of endings, like summon.com is an interesting domain. You know, and I think about, like, you can summon a Tesla, you know, you can, there are things that, you can,
yeah.
You know, and
I'm just to be clear, I don't like these type of names at all, but there's a price that you can pay where it makes sense.
That I bought.
All right. So, I will say I would not buy any of those domains for $1,000, but I also only have 78 domains in my portfolio. And so I am a lot more choosy about what kinds of domains I want to put in. I would put for what you can buy at GoDaddy auctions nowadays, it seems like you're going to spend easily over those. If those would have been in GoDaddy auctions, they probably would have gone for like $2,000, $3,000 probably.
Yeah.
And so I think they were a good buy. I think they're like, I wouldn't say low tier, but like they're not high tier. They're low middle tier, I would say. And those are the kinds of domains that you buy for $1,000, you sell for $20,000. I could see that happening over the course of you might sell one of those in 10 years or something. And yeah. And so
fine, which is fine.
I think they're inventory names. Yeah. And I think they're good. And I think
I priced all three of them at $19,895. So,
yeah. And now you can gather data. You can see how many searches and how many offers and.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good stuff. All right. Amar.
All right. Amar and JT.
All right. Did any of you guys see the auction for PBDR? PBDR.com. Okay. So I just bought that.
PVDR.
Think about it. Think about it, Mike. Think about it. You know. You know.
No, I don't.
You do. You got to think.
You're screwing with me.
No.
P as in Paul. D as in David.
B as in boy. P as in Paul. B as in boy.
How many domainers does it take to screw a light bulb?
D as in David. R as in Ralph.
Correct.
PVDR.
It's a cool name, Amar. I like it, dude.
Me too.
PBDR.
Are you going to develop it?
Stop screwing with me. It didn't mean anything.
What does it mean? PB? I'm thinking, is like, does it say something? Is it phonetic? Is it something doctor?
Man, you guys.
Amar's thinking right now. I wonder what Josh is thinking of. But...
I know. All right. I know
Josh knows. I thought Seiger would know for sure.
I have no idea. So I'm going with like, it doesn't make any sense.
He's in Seiger space. All right.
Oh, the pickleball doctor.
The pickleball doctor. Oh, right?
850, 2000. Josh is a So Mike's at 850. Josh is at 2000.
Did you say you bought it or you sold it?
I bought it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm still going with my 850.
Yeah. And 4,500 and 2000. I paid 1,063.
Seiger gets
it.
W.
Okay. All right.
So, pickleball doctor.
That's a great effing name, dude.
For a
course, for a coach, for an academy. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, I like the brand Pickleball Doctor. Doctor is tough because it spelled out doctor? Is it DR? And then now you've got to like explain.
Dude, but you can already see the logo. You can like, that is such a brand.
I dig it.
I do like it. I like
PB is very widely used in the pickleball space, particularly with like influencers on Instagram and all that.
Oh, is it?
It's always like name plus PB. So it's like it's very widely recognized.
Okay.
All right. PBDR. All right. Well, look, now we've got a three-way tie between Josh, Mike, and myself. So I'm not Josh. Amar, right? Amar, Mike, and myself. Josh, do you have another name that you can give us as a tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Because I need another hoodie.
Let's go.
The snail.
When's the cashmere hoodie coming out?
Oh, well, according to Drew.
It's a Laura Piana. Laura Piana.
Or the alpaca thread.
alpaca.
Do you guys know? You may have seen it in. Do you guys know what nav.energy sold for?
No.
I didn't even know there was a dot energy.
There you go. It was a recent, one of my recent sales. Nav.energy.
Okay, you sold it. Nav.energy.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. How do you tackle this one?
I got it. Let's go. Let's get it. Nav.energy.
Just like somewhere between $2,000 and $150,000.
Here we go.
All right. So, Amar is at 2,000.
He said he sold it, boys.
I know.
Amar is at 2,495. I'm at 4,999. And Saiger's at 20,000.
Come on.
It was $4,000.
Oh,
damn it.
Whoa.
Let's go.
Oh, that was close. That was close.
That was a close one.
Nice. I think I won it last time too. So this is good. I'm just adding to my trophy case. I'm going to give myself another. I'm going to the closet, give myself another hoodie.
I know. I know every time you get at, in a staff meeting with Drew, you're like, Drew, I got another W. That puts me like 10 over you in the domain game.
100%. And this is, I got my whole family decked out in Sherpa gear. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. It's like, oh, now the kids are going to get to, you know, we'll be warm in the wintertime now.
You did not moonshot that one, Josh.
I paid less than $10 for it. You remember I told you last year I sold a couple of dot energies now, and I hand registered them all for under $10. They seem to be selling quite well.
That's pretty cool.
It's a hell of an extension for right now. It totally is great. That could have easily gone for $50,000.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have some really, really good SLDs, dot energy, super
dot energy. Let me point something out, and then you tell me, Josh, if it's right. Dot energy is not a hell of a TLD, right? Like, yeah, there's a lot of energy companies, but it's long. Nobody knows
about it. I said I have some hell of an SLD.
It's only three letters. It means navigation, or it could just be an acronym. It's a hell of an SLD. So if you're going to buy domains in these alt new TLDs, it needs to be a hell of an SLD.
Yeah.
The shorter, the better.
Yeah. We'll also say that it is a underrated TLD based on data. And you can simply, like, the quickest way for you to check. Shout out to Darcy, is go to raising.fi, right, get an account, type in dot energy into the search bar. You're going to see 109 companies since he started recording, which is only like a year, less than a year, that have raised money on dot energy domains. That is a lot.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Because his service hasn't been out that long.
No.
And that shows uptake by end users. So now you just gave away the alpha. I hope you have all the best SLDs.
I give away alpha all day long, man. It's my job.
That's it. I think energy is just huge right now, right? I mean, I think that when you look at it from a trend standpoint, right? I mean, you know, there are all this having to power data centers and all this kind of stuff, Bloom Energy, you know, different things that are happening sort of out there in the world. You know, I think the dot energy TLD is kind of interesting just based on how important. I mean, shit, if we're talking, you know, looking at the, you know, just the geopolitical issues right now, right? There's an enormous energy component. So
it's all tokens and it's all energy.
So total amount raised from all of those companies that are using dot energy, $13.3 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, dot energy is incredibly, current.
Yeah. Right.
Well, hey, look at that. It's current.
Current. That would be a good one.
Oh, that was so
I'm trying to amp up your game, dude.
Oh, man. Ooh, also good. Man, that's shocking that you guys had those good puns. And all right, well, you know, a couple of things real quick before we move on to name jacking a jet, but brutality.com on appraise.net, 150K. So, which I think is pretty cool. So, seems like
which means that for you guys listening, 20K is a good buy. You should go get it.
Yeah. Pick it up, right?
There you go. Okay. And then PBDR, by the way, the recommended price is $3,000 for that.
Oh, well, I would not. I literally would not take $3,000. I wouldn't take $10,000.
Well, $8,500 is actually the top.
But I wouldn't even take $10,000 for that.
So this what are you going to price it at?
So I already have a price at $50,000, but I don't really want to sell it. But if somebody pays $50,000, I'll take it.
The endowment effect is real, right?
No. But this is... No, JT, this is actually a really, real quick, is a good point. Appraise.net can't know everything, right? No automated.
Oh, yeah, 100%. No, look, I'm with you. And I think that, you know.
So I bet you Appraise.net is not thinking about pickleball, right?
Yeah. Well,
does it mention pickleball in there?
I don't, you know, you can actually look and we can post these you'll actually be able to see the logic behind, you know, because all the appraisals have that information. So
now, over time, Leo's like algo is getting better and better and better, and it's picking up more things. So it's over time. If it doesn't already have it in there, it might say PB is a common acronym for pickleball, right? Which might potentially increase that value or not, right? Because then you have acronym, but.
But that algorithm needs to go deep, right? Like, what are the industries or segments, and let's just say in the U.S. that uses the word PB? It's peanut butter. Yeah. How big is that industry? Does that make sense that brands are going to start peanut butter? Okay, pickleball. How big is that industry? What's the growth trend? How many people are buying domain names for that? How many websites are launching? You really need to go deep. And if you're not in the space like you two guys are, then you don't understand how much money is being spent on the tours and on people and how big are the promotional packages, how many consultants are there that are helping you with your game. That's hard for an AI engine to see. And there's probably like five other areas. That would be the ultimate AI engine, right? Being able to surface those segments that have money, that are growing and spending money on websites, and then feed that back to us. And I'm not sure that's happening yet, but that would be
it. Great. Will it will that's appraise.net version 2.
Yeah, exactly. And but I also think too, you know, when you're talking about a 4L, right? And then it's like, you know, that gets even trickier, right? If it's a not word, but instead it's an acronym, like, you know, those are even, because there's a lot that can be talked about just, you know, sort of random letters, not that they're random, but you know what I mean? And then nav.energy is appraised 35,000. 35,000 is the nav.energy appraisal with actually a pretty wide spread on the, that's the recommended price. It's 35 G's.
Yeah. So. Again, I think it's a little bit too high. I said 20,000 thinking that nav is just one of the best TLDs out there, but SLDs SLD. Out there in a good market. And
we just saw NAS, NAS.com, you know, NAS.com just sold for over a million. So,
1.25.
You know, so I think that, you know, that kind of speaks to the same sort of thing. In fact, you know, you can argue NAV is even, you know,
way better.
Yeah. You know, because it's obviously more directional.
Nailed it.
Oh, look at that. We got two puns.
That's it. Two so puns. Not only did I win the domain. Ton game
are Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker, specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, well, let's keep it moving. So that's good stuff in the domain. Thanks, guys, for sharing. And, you know, all good. All right, so keeping it moving, we got NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction. We see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. You can go to the site, to our site, domainsherpa.com, and check out the show notes and download the Excel sheet that actually provides a good bit of data on all the domains. Obviously, the domain, the age, the amount of back orders is at the time we put the list together, minimum bid, the order by date, which for a lot of these is actually a bunch of these names on today's list are actually already in auction. So just a heads up that you don't have a big window on a lot of these. We actually went with a pretty tight timeline for the list. We're going to do another domain short review next week. So we got some more names that we're going to pull. So we didn't want to take too many from the future. So they'll be on next week's show. So, and then also it has the appraise.net, both the low, the high, the link from appraise.net. So you can pull the appraisal with like the detail that we were just talking about, along with the Estabot appraisal and some other stuff as well. So hopefully that's all helpful. Definitely check it out. Not financial advice, but you know, hopefully the data can't make jars without clay. So we're giving y'all some clay. And all right, with that, let's keep it moving. Josh, what do you think of the list? There's a name on here that's for all you guys that I literally put on.
Yeah, I wonder which.
Don't lead the witness, three, man.
For you three particular.
I mean, how many times has pickle.org been on these lists?
I know. What is
like?
What,
it's what, just like a rotating. Named
well, I guess you guys would know. Like, so you guys didn't bid on it last time to see who got it? Did it?
I don't think it went to auction, right?
Yeah, and it's been listed on Afternic as well. It's on Afternic, and it's been on Afternic for like 15 grand for years. So same thing with energetic.org, by the way. Great name. That's been I know that's on Afternic because I've highlighted it on DNX multiple times for I think 3 grand.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
That's all it's selling. That's what it costs on Afternic, 3Gs?
Yeah, so if you like it, you would have bid up to 3 grand on NameJet. You should probably just go to DNX and buy it. And
yeah, I would agree.
Save yourself some time.
It's a great name.
But I do like that name. I think that's a great name. I think a couple people made offers on it. I don't know what the deal is with these network solutions names that seem to expire, like, go into the expiry stream, but then never actually make it.
Well, you know, so what happens is, so as somebody who has a little bit of insight into this, I mean, you know, you do have a window where you can still renew your domain even after it's hits the expired lists, right? And some folks are just a little bit either, you know, delayed in renewals. Sometimes, you know, we would work with the registrar back in the day to try to prevent people from using, you know, that as a way to kind of taste, you know, sort of gauge interest in their domains, you know, because some folks would sort of abuse that. It's intended to just give the existing current registrants a window, you know, in order to renew their domain. You know, so sometimes you get a little bit of a flow of stuff that shows up and then doesn't get renewed. And then, or that gets renewed. And then you've got sometimes people will reach out when it's like a big name and or a unique circumstance to try to make sure that the current registrant is aware that the name has expired, you know. So some folks like Elliot and, you know, will reach out sometimes to end users and tell them, hey, your domain's showing up on the auction platform. You might want to handle that. So I don't know what the deal is with pickle.org, but I really dig the energetic.org domain.
Well, energetic.org, shout out to Josh, was in his newsletter on June 3rd of 2025. You could have bought it for $3,000.
That you're doing a good job selecting names, JT. You're a real pro, bro.
Hey, man. Great minds think alike, you know what I'm saying? And there's good energy. It's good energy on the show.
I will say this as well. That might be the title of the show. I would love to bid on some of these names, and I've got a couple names I'm trying to bid on right now, but, you know, my boys over at Newfold and Snap Names and NameJet or whatever have trying to make me re-verify my account after I won.
That's what you were talking about the other day. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I got my first auction win of the year, paid 11 grand. I used a different credit card because why not? I didn't want to use the one that I was on already. And now they want me to send in my ID. Credits. So, bro, I've got 1,637 completed transactions.
And yeah, that's kind over of ridiculous. 10 years.
And you're going to make me re-verify just because I used a different credit card with my same name on it?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But I sent a couple of emails to some guys. No response yet. So shout out to NameJet.
You'll get it when you get your auction.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, and especially if all somebody wants to do is spend money with you, it's like don't make it hard.
All right, since you can't bid, Josh, what domain should we pick up?
What do you the one that I want is timescape.com.
Oh, I was bidding on that. I think I like it.
Timescape.
Oh, that's not on the list.
It's not on the list, though.
You just like that one, Timescape.
No, it's not. Right. Not on the list. It's not on the list. That's an exclusive.
This is the first time on a show somebody's just adding names to the list like a real time. It's cool. I'll put it on the list. You know what I'm saying? Billy, make sure Timescape.com.
Sorry, JT. I've just gone completely rogue, man. I haven't been on Sherpa for so long. I forgot how it goes.
You forgot how this works. Yeah, I get it, man. It's cool. I forget how it works sometimes too.
I think he's bitter because he didn't get the hoodie.
He's, yeah, exactly. So speaking of
being at the main game, I'm feeling very. Yeah, I'm
he's
feel,
a bitter.
Bit,
he's a bitter bitter. You know, yeah. So he's a bitter man. Bitter.
Oh, look at you, dude!
I'm all about it, man. Dad jokes for days. Let's go. It's to the point where my kids start doing it, and I'm like, "Ooh, I probably have overdone it if I've, you know, my young kids are." You know, in high school, doing dad jokes because I've poisoned their minds that way. So, all right. Well, what about names that are actually on the list that you either like or don't like?
I actually like a lot of these names.
We haven't done a review in a few weeks, and that usually helps to fill the list with some good stuff. So, but go ahead, name one, and then we'll keep it moving.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I actually quite like financialsafety.com. Cool name.
Okay. What are you trying to buy that for?
Second longest name on the list, but it's a good one.
So what do you buy?
What am I trying to buy that for? Like $2,000.
Okay.
And you think you can price that at $20,000? Or you can appraise.net moonshot it at $50,000?
Yeah. Exactly.
What's the appraise on financial safety? 35 to 85. Oh, no.
35 to 85. Yeah.
You think there's a financial consultant, appraiser, somebody that's going to run their business off of financialsafety.com?
No, that's a company. That's a company, advertising kind of site.
So you think it's a marketing domain, and you think somebody will pay $35,000 for a marketing domain?
That's me. I don't know what Josh thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would a Northwestern Mutual type company, I feel like.
Right.
Be like a buyer for that kind of name.
Yeah.
I can see that.
They don't buy those
kind
of things very often, but they could. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's not a name that I'm even going to backorder, but JT asked me whether there's a name that I like on it, and I think I like that name. It's cool.
All right. No, it's good stuff. All right.
He likes it enough that he won't backorder it. I like that. That's a man with conviction.
I can't. Shout out to me.
All right. Well, let's keep it moving. We got 15 minutes before, some folks turn into pumpkins. Amar, what else on the list do you like or don't like?
So I was channeling my inner Josh, and my three favorite names are the three .orgs. I really like them. We obviously know Pickle, I want, but it's been through the ringer a bunch of times. So I have no faith that it'll actually go to auction or complete. Energetic is great. I guess I probably should have been reading his newsletter because I could have gotten it for $3,000. Which I think is not a bad price for that name. Do you think that you think that's too high for that name wholesale, Josh?
No, I think you can still buy it, and I think you'll get it if you buy it.
Okay, maybe we will. And Rodeo is a great name too. It's such a big business, and with crazy following. So those are my three favorite names on the .orgs. The name I don't like, probably Data Leads, maybe, is probably my least favorite on there.
Okay.
.com. Yeah.
All right. I dig it. All right, Mike.
Well, I'm going to start off by saying I did not like this list. Just joking, JT. Don't you take it personally? Man. I swear, every single time I ran the show and somebody is like, I don't like the list, it pains me for some reason because you're just choosing from the available domains.
I know. I'm with you. It hurts my heart. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It's like
I had trouble finding the domains that I would invest in. I think rodeo.org is the best one on there. I think that Appraise has it priced between $85,000 and $225,000. I think that's way too high. I think that It's massive search volume Rodeo. I think there's totally, you know, some not-for-profit that wants to start on Rodeo. I think it's probably low to mid five-figure. And if you can get it for 10% of that, I think it's a smart purchase because it's such a great SLD and .org is good. So that's my thinking on that one. I'm not going to buy it, but I like it. I like momzone.com as a brand.
Okay.
But yeah. Moms aren't going to pay a lot of money for it. And you're going to wait forever for one brand that wants to start up on Momzone that actually has $15,000 or $25,000. And so I think that's going to be a long wait. I do not like dataleads.com. I do not like healthfoodstore.com. I think they're just too generic. I don't think they have a ton of search volume. Nobody wants to, you know, there was a time for these generic ones and these exact match phrases, and it just doesn't have the brand that people are looking for nowadays. I reconsidered financial safety after listening to Josh. I do like that one as a marketing brand now.
But you're still not going to backorder it because Josh won't either.
I'm not going to backorder any of these, to be honest. They just don't fit my investing style.
So I got a question. Why wouldn't you backorder it if it's worst case in the best case possible, you know, or sorry, in the best possible scenario, you get it for $59.
Well, all of these have at least 13 back orders.
No, I know, but I guess what's the harm in back ordering a name that you like?
Because I know it's going to sell for way more because the markets are
right. But you didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my question.
Why wouldn't I put in a back order for rodeo.org?
Yeah,
because I know I'm not going to get it for less than $5,000-$10,000, and it's not worth my time.
Okay. I'll get
the emails every single day for 5 days. And
and really it's just trying
I'm
to keep
not
you
in
box
love
clean.
With the domain.
I'm
like,
with
you.
I get it.
You know?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm of the opposite. I'm like, I don't care if I know there's no chance of getting it. I'm going to backorder it anyway because it's a name that I think is good or good enough. And so I'd like to see what happens with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that's an interesting point about keeping an eye on the market.
If I was investing every single day and had portfolios as large as you guys, then I would do that as well. But I'm not. I'm, you know, I pick up pickleballfest.com for like $30 and then I try and look for domains in the hundreds of thousands of dollars that I can buy that are worth millions.
Yeah.
And that's the only space that I play in. So
Pickleballfest is awesome, by the way.
What's that?
What'd you say? What'd you say, Josh?
Pickleball Fest is awesome.
Not as good as PB Fest.
Well, you know, so...
well, let's talk about that. Which one's better,
PB Fest or Pickleball Fest? Yeah, I think this is perfect. We have 10 minutes left before everybody's got to go. And I actually think this is a great segue into that quick conversation, which is the Investor Challenge, right? The DN Academy Investor Challenge that just wrapped up. And that was one of the domains that was in the mix. So what's... So Mike, talk about it.
Yeah. So the Investor Challenge started off as a really fun challenge to see how investors that known investors can take $500 and after a year turn it into some larger amount of money. And I was able. And so the first 3 months were fun. 6 months were good. 9 months were OK. And by, you know, the last quarter, everybody's like done with this competition. Nobody's really buying or selling. I was able to turn $500 into basically $6,300. And I have two domains left, snowplow.us, because I thought it was like a fun brand, Snowplow Us. And then pickleballfest.com, which I happen to run across. And I love that domain. As long as I have Josh and Amar here and they understand the pickleball market, I have a price at $15K retail. Is that too low or is that right? Or is that too high?
I'd Josh, probably price it at 25.
All right. So somewhere in that order of magnitude. Yeah. So that's what the challenge came down to. It's looking through Haystack every single day. And every single day you're like, I didn't find a needle. I didn't find a needle. I didn't find a needle. And then one day you get Pickleball Fest for $50 with a $30 off coupon because you're in the Domainer Pro thing and you pay the reg fee. And so how do you turn down a great domain like that? And there were other domains that sold in the competition that I bought and sold for, you know, pretty much close out, sometimes a dollar a domain in the, and nobody else bid on it. And it's just, you know, it's a testament to, you come up with a process, you execute the process every single day, and you put a bunch of watches on domains at GoDaddy Auctions, and one time per week, basically, you're going to find an opportunity that you're able to buy that's worthwhile.
How many people participated in the challenge?
Six people. Me, Joe Styler, James Isles, both from GoDaddy, Andrew Allman from Domain Name Wire, Piyush Patel from Investor from the UK, and Deepak from India, Daftari, I think his last name is pronounced.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a few of us were able to break even. Andrew and I were up at the top and we made some decent money using this, you know, limited, you can only buy and sell at GoDaddy. And it was a fun exercise.
Yeah, no, that's very cool. So who won?
I did.
Boom. See?
It, you know, when they asked me to do it, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like fun. And then the worry set in, like, what if the founder of Dean Academy could not actually produce sales? Yeah, like, yeah. I would have to live with that forever.
Well, I think the thing you realize is, you know, that anyone realizes in something like that is like, it still takes time, right? And you've got to be committed and, you know, and it takes like, you know, timing is kind of tough in the space at times, but it
shows that like new investors can come in with a little bit of money. Don't do any hand registering. Go focus on the auctions, domains that you think have value. Get that feedback. Because if you buy a domain that you think is great and then you offer it to Josh Reason, he's like, I wouldn't pay any money for that. Then suddenly you've got immediate feedback on what not to do going forward.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. And then, you know, you're getting like feedback from people who really, you know what they're doing. And, you know, I think there's obviously plenty of stories of the, you know, sort of call them legends in the space, you know, who've been through it where the trial and error, right, of you've got to spend and potentially lose a bunch of money to just understand what makes a valuable domain. And, you know, it's where resources like, you know, Dean Academy, Domain Sherpa, NameBio, you know, like, the tools are there to try to help people avoid some of those mistakes, but obviously the more they can get like real insight in real time, in real scenarios is really cool. So congratulations on winning. Shout out to all those guys, Deepak, Andrew, Joe, James, like all good.
Yeah, it was cool fun stuff to get together with that group every once in a while and chat about it.
That's awesome, man. Well, good stuff. Yeah. Are you going to do another one anytime soon?
Mm-mm. I think Joe is going to run some sort of new program, but I'm not sure what it's going to be. And I don't think it's going to last a year. Thank goodness.
Yeah. That's a commitment. You know, yeah. So. All right. Well, that's what's up. We've got 5 minutes. So we're going to go around the horn really quick. Amar, you got anything else on your end to mention?
I actually have a question with my time. Can somebody explain to me what's happening with the domains that are showing up on Namecheap and on Dynadot and on Sav and on who knows where else? Like, what's the actual story and where should we, like, where's the right place to be bidding?
I don't know the answer. I mean, is
Josh, like, Josh, I know. Go for
Josh,
it, Josh.
You're muted. Josh, you're muted, dog.
You're muted, Josh.
Okay, I'll go. So, like, these companies are auctioning names that they haven't got the rights to auction, and it's just
all of them are doing the same thing. That's all that.
So Namecheap started doing it, and now everyone else seems to be doing it as well. And
so, like, thankyou.org is one right now that I see in multiple places.
Yeah, they're auctioning names before they get them, and it seems to be happening more with the .org than any other as well. It's like,
okay,
they're all auctioning these names off, and then like all the way to the end of the auction where someone has to then pay for the name, and then they try, apparently their partner attempts to catch it, and it just goes to drop catch every time. I don't understand. So there's something going on
with Dynadot that I'm not sure that if it's .org's related, but Dynadot started the DAX platform, Dynadot Aftermarket Exchange, DAX.zone, where they've created this basically GoDaddy auction platform where multiple registrars like Name Silo, Pork Bun, you name it, are now using this platform integrated with their site. So when a domain on any of the platforms comes up for sale, it goes into DAX and then it gets redistributed to all the participating registrars. So that's why if you'll see domains at Pork Bun getting listed on Name Silo getting listed on Dynadot. So they're on this network. I don't know if they're all using the same process. Kudos to GoDaddy for tightening the screws on their auction partners, because now when you bid on a domain, most of the time you're going to get it. With DAX, I'm not sure if you're going to get it, but that's why you'll see the same domain name listed across Dynadot, Name Silo, Pork Bun, and others. And you can bid wherever you want because it goes through the same DAX data center. But basically, you'll get the domain at the registrar that you bid. So if you like Name Silo, you'll get it there. And that's the benefit of that.
Okay.
But in this case, for these names, these that they're not, they're auction, they don't have them. Like,
they're at one of the participating registrars. But the question is, are they past the point of no return for the registrant? That I haven't looked at.
Okay. I think a lot of the time, they are because Dropcatch always ends up having them.
Yeah.
I mean, Namecheap were doing it as well. And we were seeing like all these .orgs going through. It seemed to be happening way more with .org than any other TLD. I don't know why.
Yeah. I didn't look into that. I'd have to check it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, not on today's show though, because we're pretty much out of time. Josh, we got about...
Sorry guys, but this is great. Great, great way to get it started. We'll follow up on another show though.
he just made sure that he gets invited back. He's like, wait, we got to finish that conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Josh, anything in the next 30 seconds?
Nah, nothing. You could skip me.
All right. Well, and Mike, we've talked about your stuff, and
I'm going to give a shout out to Josh in my 30 seconds. Best hidden unknown tool that you as an investor have is to find a domain name that you want, like the one that you just mentioned, Amar, that's for sale on Afternic. Go into DNX, figure out what the minimum offer is and make an offer through DNX for the domain name, because Josh and his team will be that intermediary. So it's not just you, and they'll make an offer on your behalf. And I don't know how they work their magic, but they've got some sort of magic that helps you get domains cheaper.
Well, it's a combination of it's the relationship and it's the know-how, you know, and then obviously the platform to be able to help make it happen. So, but yeah, meanwhile, Josh is like literally like, I don't know if Josh he's like trying to get out the door or whatever. I feel like I'm watching like a, like the beginning of Goodfellas and he's walking through the club.
I'll tell you what happened. I just realized that my extender has not been on the entire time.
Well, it does. It seems like you're better off with it off. No offense.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can see you and hear you.
So I just realized that my internet like extender has not been on in my office the entire time because the cleaners obviously turned it off, which means that my internet connection has been somewhat unstable. So we're kind of lucky we got through it.
Yeah, you were good
on voice. You froze a couple times on your video.
But all good. And all right, well, listen, and then the only other thing I want to mention is that we've got the ICA New York meetup happening, which I think is great. I'm not going to be able to get there myself, but very excited for that. I know the group is excited to get together. Big shout out to Squarespace for hosting. And, you know, it's going to be, for ICA members, it's a really cool opportunity to get together. There's going to be some good stuff happening there. So just a big shout out to them. And as a board member, I guess I'm obviously biased, but love what the team is doing. And I think that's going to be really, really cool. And
And that's it. I know we're up against time, so we'll leave it at that. But I want to thank Mike, Amar, Josh. Thank you so much for being here, sharing your wisdom, your time, and all that good stuff. And to the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We say it on every show, without you, there is no us. So we really do appreciate you guys being here with us. Hit us up. You know, we're not hard to find with any comments, questions, all that good stuff. But we will otherwise see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Take it easy, everybody. We'll see y'all soon.